Carolina, you repping Duke?
All day.
Let's go, man.
Mama 98
You Carolina too?
Carolina all day.
That's why you was rubbing your chest like that?
Yeah. Rhapsody is such a thing.
Hey, man, your Duke shirt faded.
No.
Rhapsody out here claiming Duke ain't knowing we from Carolina.
Your Duke ain't Duke in Carolina?
It is, but it don't say Carolina.
I thought, I thought the brothers go for Carolina.
Nah.
And the others go for Duke.
I did too.
Yeah, UNC got too much racist stuff on the campus.
Duke had, they raped that girl from NC Central.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that Central is named after B&D Duke. You see that connection with the black schools? Shout out Duke.
Rhapsody, man, you just came out of nowhere to the game by storm. Been nominated on everything.
Yes.
Though.
Everything.
But the Grammys?
The Grammys, the BET Awards.
That's everything.
That's everything for the culture.
How does it feel, though?
It feels good. Feeling. The thing about where I started at, in the closet, recording music, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
To being here, nominated, three-time Grammy nominated, BET Awards.
You know, a lot of people in the music game say that Grammy is the biggest nomination you can
receive.
An artist, whether you win or lose, the nomination itself
is
big. Do you feel like that, or you feel like, you know, all of them are?
It is the highest level of music.
Yeah.
You know, just being nominated, I see what that did for me.
Yeah.
The change. But the one that's closest to my heart are the BET Awards.
Yeah.
Soul Train Awards. That's us. It's our culture.
Yeah.
You know, with the Grammys, everybody gets the vote. Not just us, everybody. And everybody will always understand our culture.
Right.
So when it's just us and we get to we champion each other and we know that culture, that's special.
Rhapsody straight out of the Carolinas.
Yes.
What do you think about the Carolina music scene?
Oh, I love the Carolina music scene. It's an untapped market. But people don't know, like, there's so much budding talent.
Yeah, a lot.
You know, outside of Ninth Wonder, they told me Rhapsody, you got the King Mad, Ruben Vincent. Draft. Who else? My man Swain, Wells Fargo, De Niro,
Big, he's big.
Man,
big.
We got so much talent. So yeah, man, I'm excited about the scene and that is growing and people are taking notice. They called back. He's back in the Carolinas. Back. I still live there. So it's dope to get back to the country.
Yes. So if you was gonna bring an artist out, what type of artist would you?
Me, you just gotta be dope. It don't matter if you talk street stuff, if whatever your style is, you wanna be dope, I'm rocking with you. Man, woman, don't matter.
You putting any artists from the Carolinas on your project?
Let me see. I mean, outside of my squad, like Ruben Vincent or anybody, I haven't worked with anybody yet. Me and De Niro have been talking about working for a minute.
That dude is so dope. You know,
his voice is crazy.
He's so humble, though.
Like, very humble.
I speak to him all the time. He's so humble. And he really get the game. Like, people tell me, like, you know, cats come at us, you know, on the radio. He's like, why y'all ain't playing this? Why y'all ain't playing that? He's like, bro, I ain't even on that. Like, I know I don't have no radio record.
Right.
I understand the game. I understand what
it ain't like it used to be.
Yeah, so it's just dope to see, you know, somebody that understands me. It's so amazing.
Yeah, shout out to
De
Niro. Boys.
Yeah, boys.
As a female MC, what do you think about the state of females in the hip hop world?
Oh, it's a beautiful time I think right now. To see like so many up and coming women, you know, at a time when they really, really promote one, it's amazing. But I knew, and I think we all knew, that there were so many different flavors and examples of women in hip hop that, you know, the light has been shining on. So to see so many women like coming up, and it's Mill, Breezy, No Name Gypsy, Tokyo Jets in Atlanta, KD47 in Brooklyn. It's all dope, man.
I had them signature to my boy back there, man. Ninth Wonder. Like, I've seen him today. I haven't seen him in probably at least 5 years, but he's always doing something. A god in the culture. He always played the background, but I got to at least say what's up tonight.
That's why he come over with that faded Duke shirt.
Why he what?
Why his Duke shirt faded?
Got the right color on.
Check this out.
Nice, you know,
which one are you doing?
You can't help people. You can't help people.
Oh, you do too?
When they make big mistakes, you can't help people.
Man.
Come on, Nate. You know Duke ain't no good, bro.
You can't help people. You can't help people, man.
Nate, what do you, how do you feel about Rhapsody and everything that she's doing, man?
Man, I'm excited, man. You know, people are finally recognizing what we've always known for years. You know what I mean? That she's a rapper. She's not a female rapper. She's a rapper. And, you know, she really appreciates being a woman and womanhood, but she'll rap anybody under the table, bro. And a lot of dudes are afraid to get on a track with her because it'll change their career for the worse. But this is what, I mean, this is what we always known, and finally, you know, we're getting... She's getting the recognition she deserves, you know, outside of just our studio, or her getting a call from Busta Rhymes, or her getting a call from Scarface, or all the rappers that call her and told her, and now people get to see what we've always known.
What did you feel about when she got that Grammy nomination?
Man, I thought it was crazy. She was the only woman in the category.
Yep.
Amongst a Jay and a Kendrick, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so that's what it is.
All right. Man, BT, you done this plenty of times.
Yeah.
What is your advice to her? It's like, I guess she's not really a rookie.
I ain't got no more advice, man. You know what? I give her the same advice I gave you when you was 14. They don't know this story.
They don't.
I was in I was a counselor for this program called the Ninth Grade Experience.
Yep.
And I was a junior high school, and we was a bunch of rising 10th graders. And here he come walking through the door. One of the wildest cats in this program. And we all looking at him like, they all smart black kids. We all looking at him like, and he ain't gonna make it. But look at him, dog.
But the thing about, see, that's the thing about a lot of people don't know about me, man. I was so smart in school. Like, because that was my way to make it out. Like, I felt like my grades were gonna get me out of the situation I was in. Because my family always did education work for me. Even no matter what they was doing, Ellen.
It was crazy because you were so crazy, but when you got in the classroom and did a math problem, all of us was like, yo, he's smart. He's brilliant. Yeah, man.
I appreciate
proud of you, man.
I'm always proud of you. Thank you.
Always. But change your life, man. Get a new
shirt. You said you need a new shirt.
Get a new shirt.
Name one, the Rhapsody, man. Thank you, man.
Yes, congratulations, Rhapsody, on all of your success and much more to you.
Thank you.
And we really hope you win that award.
I appreciate y'all.
Charlotte's plug, proud out of here. Take a picture right quick.
Y'all go way, way back.
Oh, yeah.